John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports, east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. And a disturbing animal cruelty case out of Flint Township has taken another turn as authorities confirmed both suspects are now in custody, one after being tracked down across state lines. Prosecutor says Kim Shires was arrested in Kokomo following a search that led investigators out of Michigan. His arrest comes days after his wife Brenda Shires was taken into custody in Grand Rapids. Both now face serious charges tied to what officials described as one of the most severe animal neglect cases they've encountered. The charges stem from conditions discovered at a residence in mid-February, though formal charges were delayed while experts assessed the situation. According to David Layton, veterinarians were brought in to determine the animal's health, causes of death, and whether they had been properly cared for. What they found was staggering. Dozens of animals living in poor conditions, along with many that did not survive. Authorities report that more than 60 dogs and several cats were found alive inside the home, while over two dozen additional animals were discovered dead on the property. Because the case involves more than 25 animals, prosecutors were able to pursue enhanced felony charges, including animal cruelty and torture. The couple is also accused of failing to properly handle the remains of deceased animals, a charge that, while a misdemeanor, carries mandatory jail time under Michigan law. Brenda Shires has already appeared in court and is expected back before a judge soon. Meanwhile, Kim Shires remains in Indiana awaiting extradition back to Michigan to face the charges. Prosecutors say the case is still evolving and additional charges could be considered, however. They cautioned that progress may be slow due to the heavy caseload in Genesee County's court system, where thousands of cases are already in the pipeline. Officials involved in the investigation have not held back in describing the scene, calling it among the worst animal living conditions they have ever encountered. When we come back after this Elkton Motors sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Whether you're at the worksite or the trailerhead, you need an ATV that goes above and beyond the expected. With the power and performance to work harder, technology to make every job easier, and a time-tested promise of quality and dependability. Visit Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton today to find your next Honda. Choose from a range of features to fit your toughest jobs and your favorite trails, including engine sizes and transmission types. Like our available automatic DCT, every configuration is built Honda tough, sporting class-leading performance to make it your employee of the decade. Visit Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton to find your next Honda and discover how life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years old and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking over in Saginaw County, Michigan, authorities in Saginaw County are investigating two separate deaths connected to the property of a Meijer store in Cookville Township, with both cases believed involved no foul play. The more unusual discovery unfolded the afternoon of March 11th when a man walking his dog outside the Meijer on Tittabawassee Road stumbled upon what appeared to be a human skull near a fence line at the edge of the property. Deputies responding to the scene confirmed the remains and quickly expanded their search. Investigators soon uncovered a body hidden beneath a crude shelter formed by a fallen tree and dense brush, suggesting the individual may have been living in the wooded area before their death. While the identity of the person has not yet been officially confirmed, detectives say they are actively pursuing a lead. Just days earlier, deputies were called to the same location for a separate incident involving an elderly man. On the evening of March 8th, an 81-year-old Saginaw resident was found unresponsive inside his vehicle in the store's parking lot. Surveillance footage later revealed he had arrived at the store on March 6th and returned to his car shortly afterwards, where he remained until he was discovered. In both cases, investigators report no signs of foul play. Authorities are continuing efforts to identify the individuals and notify their families. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. It's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M-142. Call them at 989-375-2391.